Todd and Jade in the morning, 95.5 PLJ. Yesterday was the Big Apple a Day party for the kids. And sorry I didn't make it. I was with you in spirit, but didn't get back from vacation in time.
That's okay.
So, but I heard it was a great time.
Oh my gosh, the kids had such a good time. Yeah, we have so many people to thank. And if you don't know what the Apple a Day party is or the iPad party is, we had a bunch of kids who, brave kids who are battling cancer, here to the radio station, and we surprised them with iPads through my foundation. It's called the Apple a Day Foundation, and what we do is make sure that we keep kids connected while they're in treatment, because these kids, some of them, when they get bone marrow transplants, are in there for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days, where they can't even leave their room. So the device like an iPad is so important for them so they can stay with, connected to their friends, see their friends. Some of the kids even play with their cousins through FaceTime, you know, dollies from the hospital bed in their room, you know, to the houses. So we just want to thank everybody who made the iPad party so special yesterday.
I mean, just a list of people. I mean, just the fact that you can call people up and they become friends and family and they just donate their services. Like Taproom 307 provide this huge breakfast buffet spread for everybody. Our friends from Fuji Film down in Jersey came up and photographed and gave the kids with
Dan Scarola. We appreciate you so much. He hit me up just because he heard us talking about these kids and Apple a Day, and he sent out Instax this camera where it's an instant camera that Fuji does. It's they're coming all these different colors.
They're awesome.
So they brought a camera for every single kid that was here.
Yep. And speaking of cameras, Nick Devine, Devine Photo Booth, the best photo booth guy in the Tri-State area, came by, blew up his giant inflatable photo booth, and the kids had fun in there.
You know, he never charges us a dollar. He comes to every single one of our events for Apple a Day and blows up the photo booth, and him and his girlfriend, Lindsay, they come here, they spend their whole day, and they don't. None of these people charge us a dollar for anything.
No.
It's so nice that people just come out for these kids, you know, in our community. A huge thanks to Ramsey Subaru. You know how supportive they've been of Apple a Day. They made a commitment to donate $50,000 to our foundation this year so we can continue to keep kids connected. So thank you to Jim Conroy and Ramsey Subaru.
Oh, of course, at Applegate Farm in Montclair, New Jersey.
They brought ice cream. The kids love that.
Yeah. And then Meg from the Burton County Zoo. This is the second year in a row that she's helped out, right? With the paintings with the monkeys?
Yeah, so Todd, she gave us not only passes for all the families to go enjoy Burton County Zoo, but also the monkeys made paintings for the kids. So everyone got a little,
like a painting.
Like a mini, I don't know what you call it, but it was so
cute.
Like
a plaque almost that they painted,
Yeah, it had little monkey handprints and feet prints on it. It was so cute. Great.
By the way, I may or may not have stolen a monkey painting.
Oh.
From a child?
No. I wanted one, though. They were so awesome.
Right, I know you wanted one, but you didn't steal one from a kid, right? Were there extra?
No, I gave it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really awesome.
No, it was such a great day. We had this big iPad party in the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17, and Tackle Kids Cancer came. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank Amy for joining us for that party and all the kids that came. The families had such a good time. We had a face painter.
Yeah.
We had T-shirts for them that said Radio Famous on it. We got to interview a lot of them on the radio and, you know, hear their stories. And it was just such a wonderful day. So rewarding and just a beautiful day. We appreciate everyone even donating to Apple a Day so that we could make, you know, yesterday possible for these kids.
And then so we did the party here at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. But then we shuttle the kids up to Times Square so they could see their pictures up on the NASDAQ billboard. So we have to thank Vector Media, Sarah Robinson over there, for getting us one of those, Todd, those huge double-decker buses where you could sit. And we drove to Times Square. And this is where a little drama came into play.
Oh, yeah, I was praying to baby Jesus and every God I could think of, because there was so much traffic. We didn't account for the Israeli parade and some farmers markets street fairs that were happening. So we were on 8th Avenue for way too long.
Yeah.
And I was nervous that we were going to miss it because the billboard was up for only 10 minutes.
Right.
On the NASDAQ billboard. Thanks, by the way, to Travis Bobby for hooking that up for all the kids. They were so excited. So, Todd, we pull up in the bus, and right as everyone is, you know, debussing, whatever you want to call it, bam, it just pops up right on the billboard.
Timing.
We were like, everybody look, and also walk. And also walk while you're looking. You know, so we're pushing some of the kids in wheelchairs across the crosswalk, and they're looking, they're seeing their beautiful faces on the NASDAQ billboard.
But wait, this is Sunday afternoon, Times Square. It is a mob scene.
It's packed.
You cannot walk around. And there's a couple of our kids are in wheelchairs, so trying to navigate that. But luckily we got there with you know, plenty of time to spare to take photos and stuff like that.
There was aggressive wheelchair pushing.
Yeah.
For sure.
I remember I went to Jade at one point. I go, Jade, how you doing? He goes, I'm praying to baby Jesus right now.
Yeah. Praying to everybody. But we made it. We made it. The kids got to see their photos in Times Square. And Johnny did an awesome video of all the kids pointing to their faces and stuff like that. So just a really fun day. We wanted to make sure that we, you know, gave you a rundown of how it went, because a lot of you have donated to Apple a Day so that we can get these kids iPads and keep them connected. So thank you for doing that, because they had such a good time.
You can also check out all the pictures at PLJ.com.